"You're tired again," said Charlotte reproachfully, and she stopped the rocker and offered her warm, plum-like cheek. Bright-haired Ethel pecked his beard. Marion's lips brushed his ear. "Did you walk back, Father?" asked Charlotte. "Yes, I walked home," said old Mr. Neave, and he sank into one of the immense drawing-room chairs. "But why didn't you take a cab?" said Ethel. "There are hundreds of cabs about at that time." "My dear Ethel," cried Marion, "if Father prefers to tire himself out, I really don't see what business of ours it is to interfere." "Children, children," coaxed Charlotte. But Marion wouldn't be stopped. "No, Mother, you spoil Father, and it's not right. You ought to be stricter with him. He's very naughty." She laughed her hard, bright laugh and patted her hair in a mirror. Strange. When she was a little girl, she had such a soft, hesitating voice. She had even stuttered. And now, whatever she said, even if it was only, "Jam, please, Father," it rang out as though she were on the stage.